Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you and God's mercy and blessings. We are about to begin our Quran recitation for today. If we go into our Jummah prayer for the next half hour, we will play chapter 18 of the Quran. And about 5 minutes till, about 25 minutes, we have the first call to prayer, the first event. And at 2 p.m. begin the Jummah Kubah, inshallah. So for the time being, we will begin playing chapter 18 of the Quran. Thank you for tuning in. And in about a half hour, we should begin the Jummah service.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave, and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدن ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward,
ماكثين فيه أبدا,
wherein they will abide forever,
وينذر الذين قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا,
and to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son,
ما لهم به من علم ولا لآبائهم, كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor have their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance.
فَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ قَامُوا فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا.
And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside him, for then should we utter an enormity.
فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا.
These our people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وإذ اعتزلتموهم وما يعبدون إلا الله فأووا إلى الكهف ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته ويهيئ لكم من أمركم مرفقا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذلك من آيات الله من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فبعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say, They were three, their dog the fourth, and some say, five, their dog the sixth. guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number. None knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا لَهُ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَبْصِرْ بِهِ وَأَسْمِعْ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ فِي حُكْمِهِ أَحَدًا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is He, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside Him, and He maketh none to share in His government.
واتل ما أوحي إليك من كتاب ربك لا مبدل لكلماته ولن تجد من دونه ملتحدا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking His countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all, then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces, calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grapes, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وَكَانَ لَهُ ثَمَرٌ فَقَالَ لِصَاحِبِهِ وَهُوَ يُحَاوِرُهُ أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men.
ودخل جنته وهو ظالم لنفسه قال ما أظن أن تبيد هذه أبدا.
And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man? But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There's no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فعسى ربي أن يؤتيني خيرا من جنتك ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء ويرسل عليها حسبانا من السماء فتصبح صعيدا زلقا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside.
أو يصبح ماؤها غورا فلن تستطيع له طلبا.
Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the winds scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
ويوم نسير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills and ye see the earth emerging and we gather them together so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us, as we created you at the first. But ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَوْبِقًا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape then.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقَّ وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وإن تدعهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُبًا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his...
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. We bear witness that there is the one God, Allah. لا شريك له. No partner, no associate. أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And we bear witness that Muhammad is his Abdul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَعَلِهِ وَصَحَابَ إِسْمَئِينَ أَبْنَبَاتِ. We're thankful, we're grateful, we're humbled by the mercy of Allah in our lives. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, mercy twice. Ar-Rahman, mercies we get and then don't we need them. Ar-Rahim, mercy that we need it, and we know we need it. Yeah, because we were not good managers of the mercy we got the first time. Took things for granted. Thought we could add our little two cent in. $1 billion conversation. We were going to add two cent in to the conversation, and both opinions were wrong. Then you realize, oh, Allah, forgive me and mercy upon me. We give praise and thanks to our Creator. We wouldn't be here. So we are very grateful. We're here. With halfway decent common sense. We're here with humble hearts that submit to goodness, that submit to kindness, that submit to the will of Almighty God, Allah. Submission requires consciousness. Submission requires an education to be submissive. Sometimes we get there the easy way. Sometimes we get there the hard way. He told me the school of hard knocks turned out no student. You want to go to school of hard knocks? Come on. Yeah. They asked the question in the Quran. Yes, it's a funny Quran. I can't call the verse. It says, you kind of ask hell, are you getting fooled now? He was like, come on. We got room for more. But we don't want to go to hell. No, sir. Not on this side of death, and especially on the other side of death. A lot of folks in hell now. A lot of folks in heaven now. If you listen, you come to that peak. You understand that Allah is God and Muhammad is his messenger. And that Islam is the way. And you can go to that book with a humble heart, with an open mind, but the heart's got to be right first. There's a lot of people who teach this while I'm in college. Their mind's open, but their heart ain't open. On most college campuses, this is how I'm talking about now, to get educated. We can go in with the heart. But the heart going first, right? Isn't that where Rasulullah says it's defining about Bilal? He said, I heard Bilal's footsteps in front of mine from paradise. And Bilal is the mark of that tender heart. The heart. It wasn't, Bilal wasn't, he wasn't rich. He wasn't worried about business. He wasn't worried about trying to run nobody else's life. It's a good human heart. He said, Bilal, you go stay on top of the tower and make the call to prayer. And you don't have any under the table interest going on. You don't have a two-sided conversation going on. Yes, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allah says in the Quran, Kula huwa lahu ahad, fahi alayat ahad, ahad. Now, also we put there because we have Wahid, right? Wahid, one, right? Wahid, yes, man, for that, right? But aha, can't this, when you say Wahid, you can raise another finger. The yes, man, right? Another finger to say to that, there, right? So, well, aha, that's it. There's nothing else comes. Kuhu Allahu aha. We don't say Kuhu Allahu Wahid. No. You say Kuhu Allahu Ahad. Allahu Samad. And that Samad, powerful word. Allah is Samad. Well, what is Samad? I'll read the notes here by Yusuf Ali. He said, Samad, this is to negate. And you're like, no, that's the wrong one. Samad, he says, it's difficult to translate by one. Truth be told, every word in the Quran is hard to translate by one word. Because every word in the Quran is pregnant with knowledge. Every word, every ayat. So he says, Samad is difficult to translate by one word. He says, I have used two, eternal and absolute. The latter, meaning eternal, implies one, can only be predicated of him, of Allah. Absolute existence can only be predicated by Allah. Nothing comes before. Our other existence is temporal or conditional. Short term. Condition. What are the terms? Allah has no terms. He says, number two, for the word absolute, is that he is dependent on no person or thing. But all persons or things are dependent on him. Thus negating the idea of gods and goddesses who ate and drank, wrangled and plotted, depending on the gifts of worshipers, etc. Allahu's stomach. Nothing calls Allah to be. He's the cause of every other cause. Lam yelad wa lam yulad. He never had a baby. God don't have a baby. And God never was a baby. We used to ask it to the children. The children said, if God was a baby, who changed his life? Just use logic, right? A child, a small child, get that. The word kufu one, the word kufu one, what does kufu one mean? Because you can compare it with something else. Right? If a little boy came in the room right now and said, Daddy, you're going to get say, well, who do you look like? You're going to begin to compare him, right? It says, you can't compare Allah. If they say he had a child, you're going to begin to say, well, I can't see God, but I can see the child. He said, no. Let him just live, well, let him relax. He never had a baby. He never was a baby. Allah never had a wife. You don't think he had a child? He wasn't married? He's going to give you a punishment for adultery and fornication? Where's the logic? Follow the logic. Islamic logic, I should say. Quranic logic. Yeah. And a small child will say, I got it. And into the unicorns. Was revealed for the common man and woman, not for those who ran institutions. And most other books, just check the history, most other religious books and societies, they stay with the elite. They stay with the powerful. It never made it down to the people. It never made it down. Even in America in the 1900s. And truth be told, we still don't have it to where the common person can go and understand. But they can repeat somebody else's interpretation. But the Quran, from the very first beginning, came to a person, the Ummiyi, the unlettered. Now, if the Ummiyi, the unlettered, can get it, then everybody else can get it. But the other books stayed up into the higher heavens and never made it down to the common people. Except for the Quran. Yeah. And all the other prophets bought it for the common people. For those who were in position of power, wrapped it in symbolism, added their own stuff to it. Not many stuff. Yeah. Added to it, mixed it up, and the Quran says, and you change the words from their right places. That's them self-involved. That God left God looking like them to be the one, to be the voice of God. And the law says, no, I'm here to every person here to just make juggle the thing. Now, okay, what you got in your higher echelon or your fixed school, you are not closer to my believers than they juggle the thing. Now, be that one. And Allah talks to everybody in our language. He said, you don't have to know alphabets. You can know nature. Allah will speak back to you. He said, you can go off, you can be way off in the hill and never be around society and just study your own makeup. If both sides are equal, no. I can do this, I can do that, and you're going to come. You say, and then they say, when you find yourself, they say, you're going to find your Lord. But you can realize, I didn't do it. When you find yourself, you say, something bigger, greater, more powerful, more everlasting, done this. And you know you didn't do it because you were here 2, 3, some 4 years before you know we was here. Think about that. You see, a long time, then you play back the film, you get 10, 12, 15, and you play it back. Why am I here? Mama, daddy, why am I here? There's a lot of talking to that child. Making that child ask questions. A lot of his son that. He's the talent, absolutely. But I was remember that this syrup, it glides. In other words, you can't add to this. It's so pure. You know, remember in science when they would give you the black water and the white water, and they say for one substance is if it's whole and not tampered with, then it is pure. But once you mix it with something, then it's called a compound, but it's no longer pure, right? But this verse here is saying, the glass is saying you can't mix anything with it. You can't even blend it. You can't even sprinkle a little bit on top of it. The glass, it is so pure and so solid. And our brother who's together, they tell us there, enough, I've seen them. I've been harsh, right? Brother, he was an organ, they argue back and forth. And then one says something, and then he said, glass. It's a colossus. That's what he submitted. What colossus? A colossus. from the same words. In other words, you can't ask this time. Whatever we're debating, so in our language, we say checkmate. Right? You ain't got nothing. What you gonna do? All you can do is just say, Alhamdulillah, praise you to Allah. So, ikhlas, Allah who is somebody. There's nothing you can do with it. There's nothing you can do with it. Just say, step out of it. Our Lord grant us good in this life and the biggest year in the time. Amen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله the purpose is Allah so Allah is as-samad yes the as is saying like air and the definite is samad right in life we have causes and effect. We have a cause. And sometimes a cause will trigger a B cause. Because a cause started. Yeah? If you understand the story of Ibrahim, when they accused him of destroying the idol, he used this same principle. He said, I didn't do it. A cause did it. The big one did it. The big one caused it. So don't look at me. I was reacting because he caused problems. Talk to the big one. But I'm a bad child. He say, what do you want to know about a bad child? Who is their mama and daddy? Because they're the one that caused their child to be that way. So there's a cause. B cause. Yeah. Who said that? Who in the last poet? But Bill Scott had somebody. And they said, he didn't die for a call. He died B call because he was black. You know what I mean? Yeah. But someone caused the initial problem. That's Satan. Allah has the perfect call. Because nothing calls him. So the one who is taught a cause, they are leaders, and those who follow the cause, they are followers. They are reacting to someone else's stimulus or stimuli, right? As Muslims, are we causing anything? We should be. The Quran should turn us on to be leaders in our society, in our community, in our families, to start what is right. But if we find ourselves always reacting because someone else got something started, then we will never be in the position we're supposed to be as Muslims, as believers. Because we all the time reacting, responding. Today, if the Muslims are reactors, or are we acting, or are we reacting? Reaction is most times a emotion. And so we have to say, well, what is the Quranic intelligence before we even respond? Conversation comes up. I hear the audience. They say, an African-American or a black person, they can't be a racist. It's impossible for them to be a racist because they don't have the power to put it into action. And I said, well, they can be racist. They just can't put it into action, right? But the reality of it is that what they thought, they got the worst racist of the African-American race. They are all the time reacting to a bigger racism. Every time. Every time. Why do you think they have a black doctor's association? Because the white racist doctor. Why they got the black, just black firefighters, the black judges? They got black all the time. because there was a bigger evil done, and there was a reaction to it. So therefore, someone can always be guiding us by pushing buttons to know we're going to react. And we will never say, God guide me in my thoughts and my actions to that negativity. But for the last 400 years, we've just been responding, responding, responding. Even us, many of us, who came into Islam, it was a response. Because back in the day, when we came along, it was like, this is what they told us. And there's some truth to it. Islam is a black man's religion. Christianity is a white man's religion. And he said, well, I want my own religion. And we came to Islam. You know nothing about Ramadan, Hajj. You know nothing about that. We just knew it was a black man's religion. And here we are. And we got here, Allah was merciful to us, and we learned about Ramadan and fast and Hajj and all that. But it was a reaction. So we have to get to the point as studious Muslims to where the Quran becomes the guide for us. Even our friends who remain in the church, estimates who remain in the church, reacting. Because we bring the white Jesus in front of us, we were reacting to that, rejecting to that. But when do you get your heart and your mind to the Word of God? When you get all these triggers in front of you. Yeah? We need to have a real good conversation to Muslims. We do a lot of interfaith. You go talk to the Jews, you go talk to the Hindus, don't talk to the system. That has this positivity. For the bigger value, you need to have intra-faith to where Muslims talk to Muslims. Muslims learn about Muslims. Where are you from? What's the value that you bring? This is where I'm from. What's the value I bring? Huh? So let the others, right? Get to know each other. Go on how you go to Arafat, the others who? Right? To know each other. Yes, that's Islam. But if we are oversensitive and reacting, then we would never, I can't say never, a lot of stress, but we would be hindered from seeing the beauty of Al-Islam in its purity. Because we're looking at things through the lens of pain. Is the pain real? Yes, the pain is real. But Allah is Akbar. Akbar over your pain, over my pain. Was there racism? Yes. But Allah is Akbar over the racism. So let us be those Muslims who want to come into Al-Islam by way of removing from our lives other influences. That would give a greater value to when we say, La ilaha. We're not careful that ilah could be a feeling. It may be a legitimate feeling, someone really hurt me. But if we're not careful, that hurt can become a God, because we give more attention to that hurt than we do to Allah, who got the cure for that hurt. Does that make sense? We're seeing men and women go from marriage to marriage to marriage to marriage. And they can't figure out, and they say, I'm not giving up anybody. Or everybody's wrong. No. You know how to leave luggage. You got more luggage in your head than your heart. And when you get there, you know, you begin to unpack it on somewhere like they come out, what's going on? You unpacking luggage from somebody else. If they ever figure out, they're going to say, wait a minute. I'm here now. Why are you still carrying luggage? When we came into Islam, oh, we were some luggage-carrying brothers. We could put a whole lot of luggage with us to Islam. And some of us still carrying it. You can't say Allah is Akbar and still continue to carry luggage that Allah is bigger than. Can't do it. Can't do it. Yeah, you go back to your family, your friends, and they still carry the luggage. You should be able to go to the Quran, directly and indirectly, and show them how to unload their luggage. But you're still carrying the same luggage. You changed your name. You got a kufi on. You got a thicker beads. You got a prayer rug. But you still carrying all the same luggage you had before you said, la ilaha illallah. You're not going to make it. You can be like the Queen of Sheba. The Queen of Sheba, right? She said when Solomon didn't crush her, she said, oh, yes, I believe in the God of Solomon. But she was carrying luggage. She had some issues she had to resolve. She was like, well, phew, I survived that one. Solomon didn't wipe me out. Tried to give him a gift, and Solomon got mad at her. And she thought she had it going on, right? We like that. We come to Islam, and we still got some ideas from the past. We'll say every turn, right? Sunnah. And somebody told us Sunnah, man. They gave us that much of a meaning that means this much. When we walk around like we got it all. And it was for a while, the word was fitness. Everybody was using fitness all the time. Everybody's fitting to this, fitting to that, right? In other words, told us, we got that. And we're going to go to the dictionary and figure out how to use it in the Quran in various places and then see if they're a thread of thought. We got to show off. I know a little bit. Yeah. But when the Queen of Sheba got to Solomon's throne, a throne gives me your authority. And she thought, oh, nice people and that. They covered with water. And then she hit that glass. Well, she hit that knowledge, that solid science knowledge of Solomon. She said, whoa, that man's deep. Then she said, now I really submit. So where are we at in our progress? Okay, you're born Muslim. Where are you at in your progress? Because the world speaks to us too, and the crazy ideas. Where are we at in our progress? It's in this la ilaha illallah with firmness and conviction and understanding. Why understanding? Because your first words were, I bear witness. Wit means knowledge. Yes? Wit means knowledge. I got some knowledge of this. When she got knowledge of it, then the work she produced. Then you can say, I bear witness. It's not a club. And we can't say a mass shaker. I know we can say that. But when you become Muslim, there's no club. You say, I bear witness. In other words, and sometimes I heard the brother say it, I'm done. They say, you want to be a Muslim? They say, why? You think they will say, and some do, they'll say, alhamdulillah, come on in. And yeah, but he coming in with drug problems and everything. Come on in, Aki. They got all kinds of problems. You running from the police and all kinds of stuff. Oh, come on, Aki. Alhamdulillah. Person will say, you want to be a Muslim? Why? What do you know about Allah? Tell me about Allah. Well, he's the father. And I've seen it. I'm telling you what I've seen. I've been Muslim for years. So that's not to put anybody down. It's just to say that we have to be constantly educating ourselves by the book of the Quran and the excellent power of Rasulullah. Constantly studying. Then we say, I bear witness. Because you notice, we don't get by Muslims. We don't get by what you said in one time. How many times do you say, I bear witness? All day long. Every time you pray, you got to keep your hand witness to this. Because see, a little yellow man jump back in there. You got to get him out of there. I'm doing it. So, course, people about to ask a lot for something. Now, you're not just But then you have to work out the crucial one, Ahad. It goes back to Ahad. One and only one. Alhamdulillah. Got a comment, Sister Lash. Come on.
Jamie, your Lord.
Allah is one. Allah is one.
Assalamu alaikum. We want to welcome our brothers from the neighborhood, I should say. More and more people that they are going to Google to find out. Yes. So be careful. I'm going to see it. Wale. Wale. So thank you for joining us. And welcome. This is your home. So we know we have our banquet this Sunday. But also tomorrow for the sisters and for the youth, there's going to be some workshops here. Sister coming in, Sister Anisa Dewan. She's going to do some workshops with the youth here tomorrow. 4 to 7. So I'm doing a lot for that. And I talked to her because she's reading Monday, right? I said, well, what's going on Monday? She said, well, I get up at 5 o'clock. I have a class I teach at 5 in the morning on Tosh Week. I'm like, but you got another place to do in the evening at 4. That's so I'm doing a lot. So I said, if you do two classes here on Sunday, there, then the banquet on Sunday, two more on Monday, so alhamdulillah. She's young compared to us. You gotta make it look. I don't know how old she is, but she can be our speaker for the banquet. She's very done that speak very good. Alhamdulillah. So we're still selling tickets and no weekend school, I'm sure. When was that? Marvin, which is the Muslim American Veteran Association, is now initiated for Indianapolis. What's the number? Number 14? 14. That's a good one. Huh? Yeah. No, he's all right. It's okay. We want to recognize veterans, eh? You know, if you support the war, don't support the war. You got one vet, two vets, three vets, four, five. Look at it. Oh, any more announcements? Okay, so the banquet should be nice. I do believe it's going to be nice. And we're making progress with KIB, Keeping It Beautiful. We have a meeting with them Wednesday at 4. It'll be our second meeting, tandem meeting. And they talk about helping us put a gazebo back here. Well, that's coming, inshallah. I mean, better food. You guys, something else you want to say about that, about KIB?
No, I think
yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have to. You know, always, wherever you go to the doctor, wherever you go, you can always be your advocate. You listen to the doctor now. You listen to whoever. There's a nice conversation. There's always room for conversation. You know, say, you know. Yeah. You can't wait on it. Yeah. Right. Got to be. I'm being loved. Carl so said of that. Humor is only a reminder. Not only, but no, it's mainly a reminder. Yes, okay, so we may need help on Sunday to have set up the thing. The room was set up pretty much for tables and chairs. I went by there this morning to try some out. And they had to set up two other events, and I said, leave it for us. And she liked that because she didn't have to reconfigure it. But we still need just little small things, you know, make sure things cleaned up afterwards and all that. So we have entertainment coming. Josh, you're not playing this year. I mean, you can't, you want to. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. I'm good. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, yeah. You know, hey, whenever you got Miles Davis in the house, you got Miles Davis in the house. But in house Miles Davis, you don't pay attention. I'm being alone. Yes. And we're giving out the Miles to the Extensive Justice Awards this year. We got two successful parents you recognize them. And this year we got two pioneers we're going to recognize. Then we got, okay. But it should be a nice banquet. We will still sell them tickets. People can still come pay us at the door. Yes. You look good. Okay. Sister Tabea's grandson, I think he's going to bring her. He said he's going to bring her, so we'll see. That'll do her a world of good to be out with the believers. Sister Carol, you want to take over? Now, wait a minute. We're still on Facebook. It's okay.
I just want to thank Nurla for being our host for Mava Home. And also, you know, thank Brother Lyndon in Washington, D.C. for helping me out. And Brother Mikhail for looking over the paperwork. So, and thank you, brother, because this is an honor for me. I was raised in the Army Air Force. So this is my honor for you all in memory of my late husband. So happy Veterans Day. Because we enjoy getting our free meals on Veterans Day. So go enjoy your free meals and good time. They usually all over. Buffalo Wild Wings were my husband's favorite place to go. Yeah, I'll look it up real quick and see. But there's a long list. Free donuts, free coffee. He used to make the rounds. Alhamdulillah.
So I'll give you a bring of money.